This is Good Morning NoCo with Brian Carey and Tanner Schwint on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Well, a serial thief is on the loose in Weld and Larimer counties. The Weld County Sheriff's Office has issued an arrest warrant for Ruben Arzola Miramontes, who they said stole an $8,500 trailer from a property on the 2800 block of County Road 20 in Weld County. He's also accused of stealing $9,800 worth of semi-truck tires from the 1900 block of Weld County Road 39. The Greeley Tribune reports he's also wanted for thefts in Greeley, Windsor, LaSalle, and Loveland. Police said he was arrested in Larimer County earlier this month, but posted bail and immediately went back to committing crimes. He's wanted for six new alleged thefts in Morgan County.
This is, that's just crazy. I mean, you talk about somebody who obviously knows what they think their career is. Is this person. That's a professional thief.
Yes.
That's habitual. That's one that, look, you have more strikes against you. You probably struck out four times in this game. You probably had 12 strikes, you know.
Well, and it's ridiculous that he's just able to post bail that quickly.
Well, that's what, how much was the bail? And, you know, how much goes into consideration? Look, this dude's done it seven times. He's going to do it again.
Right. And this is where, you know, when you look at the overflow of some of our jails and things like that, if it's not a heinous crime like murder or something like that, I think it's viewed like, okay, well, we got him for a while, but he posted bail and just went straight back to it. But I would imagine when they do find this guy, and they will find him, that they will throw the book at him at one point. But this is affecting a lot of people now spread across Larimer, Weld, and Morgan counties where he's going on. This is a random thought, and I'm not trying to make light of this story. Obviously, a serious story. Why do they not give criminals nicknames anymore? You know what I mean? Like, it used to be like a headline of so-and-so Jack still strikes again. You know what I mean? Well, why did we stop doing that?
I don't know, because it glorified them.
No.
And
yeah,
it gave them a cool nickname and then made them celebrities.
It was cool.
Yeah, see, that's, but this isn't.
Racing Ruben strikes again.
Yeah. No, best not to do that.
Okay.
Yeah, I think, but
I think it's kind of cool. What, don't commit crimes.
That's it right there. And I do. It is strange to me. Just as you said, he was able to post bail and get out. All right. What about if he didn't have any money and couldn't post bail? It is still a weird system that you can buy your way out of stuff.
Yeah. No, you know, it is.
It really is. So I don't know what kind of bond he posted. Is he wanted right
he's
now?
He's still wanted.
And they've given the description, and he's, yep. Look, somebody knows where this dude is.
Yeah, well, and here's just, I mean, something to make note of. I know we've got a lot of listeners in rural communities, and not that it matters with this guy, but make sure you've got stuff locked away and where people can't get it, because you never know. And a lot of those rural areas, you know, it's maybe not as well lit, you know, maybe not as many cameras out there. Highly recommend getting cameras set up at your place so that you can help in this. But Ruben Arzola Miramontes is wanted for a number of thefts committed across three different counties.
You know, and speaking of thefts also, I've been reading a lot about people who walk neighborhoods and take note of which houses look like they could get in or look like there's nobody there.
Oh, yeah. They always case the place before they do it.
I saw one dude walk around my block several times yesterday who I've never seen in the neighborhood but looked fishy to me. And he would stop by, like, my neighbor's garage is partway open during the day. He keeps it that way. You saw the head just turn, and I swear made note of that address. And it's not like you can run out and say, hey, I don't want to be that guy who's accusing somebody who's just walking down the street of doing
right.
something. But it certainly made me alarmed. So, I mean, you really need to keep your eye open and protect your stuff. I mean, keep it locked up, because seriously, I've been robbed several times in front of my house.
Really?
Where they broke into my car. It's an odd combination. I had a boombox and a chainsaw in the back seat. Don't know. Trust me, it was a hell of a party.
Do you need to be getting you a nickname?
All right, no. Yes, victim.
Yeah.
Because they took my stuff.
Yeah, no, it is. It's something you got to pay attention to. Make sure you're locking everything up when you're out and about or even at your house. News for Northern Colorado here after Representative Yadira Caraveo pulled off a huge upset over Barb Kirkmeier for District 8 here, Congressional District 8 in the state of Colorado, is now already requesting $40 million in funding for what she calls 15 community projects in her district. The Greeley Tribune reports 8 of those projects are in Weld County. The project includes $5 million for a new taxiway at the Greeley Weld Airport that she says would help alleviate a hangar shortage along the Front Range. $3 million for the 10th Street corridor in Greeley. The project would improve traffic, the pedestrian crossing, and lighting along a 3-mile stretch of 10th Street. $3 million for 3 miles. What are you going to do with those $3 million to improve it? Like, that's what kind of drives me crazy at times. It's like, where is that? Okay, this is what you want to do, but let's see the plans behind it. Like, what, you're just going to add more lights out there? What are you going to do? More crosswalk? What is it? That's like, we need to ask these questions of our representatives. Of if you're asking for all this money, how are you spending it? How much of this is going to get it done? And how much of this is going to these, you know, all these other areas? We need to be diligent on where we're seeing the breakdown of where we're spending $40 million on these different projects.
No, and I hear you completely. I just, my mind is always baffled by money because we're just coming off of hearing guys sign for 250 some million right. dollar contracts that we throw money at, but we talk about $3 million for a city to do something, and we're like, oh my God, that money is astronomical, which it is, but I'm just saying, comparatively, we got a weird value system.
It is weird.
But I hear what you're saying.
This 3-mile stretch of 10th Street from 47th to 83rd Avenues.
Yeah.
What's wrong with the traffic there? That's where it finally breaks free in my mind.
Oh, no.
From
not anymore.
47th to 83rd?
Uh-uh.
That's when it kicks up to 55 miles an hour right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, but it still bunches up pretty damn good.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never had bad luck there. That's normally, that is where it finally clears up. It's all I honestly think that the more traffic lights you put back to back to back to back, the more incidents you're going to have. I'd like to see a study in the numbers on that. Because you just take off from a green light. There's distracted drivers all over the place. Let's go to change the radio, turn us up a little bit, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then boom, right into the back of a car because that one just went to red all of a sudden. So I actually really like that stretch there, but that's a part of it as well. The corridor, they say, has seen more than 400 crashes, including 3 deaths over the last 5 years. The Boys and Girls Clubs of Weld County is also poised to get $2 million to turn an old skating rink on 2nd Street into a teen center. The project would benefit 100 youth. Get more on the funding request at thegreeleytribune.com. But that even, you know the heart for the community that we have here and that I certainly do. I've been to the Boys and Girls Clubs of Weld County, Elegant Nights and stuff like that, where they've raised just about $1 million in one single evening and stuff like that. It's truly a nonprofit that goes into this. And this $40 million that is being requested, you know, what are we in? We're in April now, almost, you know, into May. So she's been on the job for almost five months, requesting $40 million right off the bat. This is just what I'm saying. We got to be diligent on who we're voting for because this was an election that was swung, Brian, because of a third-party candidate that didn't have a website. Nobody knew anything about him. He could have been a serial killer for all we knew. He didn't have anything up there. There was no interviews done with him, and he got 4% of the vote in this, which swung it to Caraveo instead of Kirkmeier, right? So pay attention because this is what we're saying when we just say, I feel like we get into this where we're really hot and heavy in the election season. And it's like, oh, what are they doing? We'll find out. We'll see if we want to reelect them next time. Pay attention to what our elected officials are doing month in and month out.
Well, doesn't somebody have to approve this?
Yeah, at some point, and we'll see how that goes about.
So politicians can throw up anything, but it's got to be approved. You can have all the aspirations and wants that you desire, but
right.
doesn't mean it's going to go through.
Right.
So.
Speaking of a bill that didn't go through, had you been seeing the news about the safe injection site? there was a safe injection site bill, a bill that would have paved the way for these sites in Colorado, has died in a Senate committee. The controversial sites, which exist in New York and Rhode Island and in other countries, allow for people to use illicit drugs under the supervision of trained staff who can reverse an overdose.
Yeah, I've seen this where they're going around with Narcan and these kind of things to keep handy. They're just trying to, it's like we can't win this, so let's see what we can do to try to help it. It's weird. That's something I don't know the general public's going to go for.
No, it died in Senate. There were some even Democrats who shut this thing down.
Understandably, that's very controversial.
Yeah, well, you know, proponents of the bill called it an important, quote, first step to preventing overdoses that have killed 1,600 people in Colorado in 2021. But critics, not that the Republicans have any say in what happens in the state of Colorado anymore, but every Republican voted against this, and then obviously it took some Democrats to vote against this to kill it too in the Senate floor, and they argue that it will enable addiction. I tend to lean on more of that side of the fence, where it's like, yeah, oh, you're telling me I can use this for...
You're kind of saying it's okay.
Yeah, I can use this right here in front of you guys, and I'm not going to be arrested, and you're going to save my life once I overdose? Why wouldn't you go use it? So I tend to lean on that side of things. But nonetheless, that dies. So safe site injections will not be coming to Colorado. 9:16 the time. It is Good Morning NoCo. Bruce Dick of Coach Speak going to join us at 9:35. But we're going to talk more about superhero powers. I'm sure Brian found some stories yesterday while he was out in between his naps trying to get back and get better, man.
I did nothing yesterday, man. I was crashed.
You needed that.
I did. But yes, I have a fun bird story.
I thought you might. Yeah. Eastside Chris, I would like to say, Habba Jeeba, and suddenly myself and outer garments would become the invisible dude. I like that.
I like the invisible dude.
Not just the dude, but the invisible dude. That's a Big Lebowski reference, Habba Jeeba reference, and a poll question answer all in one. Well done, Eastside Chris.
That's efficient. Very efficient.
We're all about efficiency here on Good Morning NoCo on North Dakota's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFK.
When the sun goes down on my side of town, that lonesome feeling comes to my door. The whole world.
It's 9:22 a.m. It's not 9:22 p.m. And you just got broken up with, and you're in this smoky bar with the neon lights, all right? We need upbeat stuff, Angel! I love the song as much as anybody else. Not now. Had to get that off my chest.
You want to dance?
Yes, but not. We got to go for a while, and tonight we'll dance. I'll take a swing dance, and I don't care. I'll show you off. Not right now. Upbeat music, Angel. What are you doing back there? You depressed? Do we need to check in on you?
No, I'm good. I'm just enjoying some good music.
Yeah, but I get it's good music, man, but we're going. It's Good Morning NoCo.
To everybody who is enjoying that and slow dancing to it in your minds, enjoy that. Tanner didn't like it.
No. All right. Let's just, since I'm already fired up, let's just go there. The Denver Nuggets and Phoenix Suns.
Oh, good Lord. Okay.
Start
here we go.
Tomorrow. You ready? Everybody brace for impact?
Yeah. I'm ready to be mad at you. Go ahead.
Suns and six.
Well, son of a. Yeah. No.
What do you think? You're taking the Nuggets to win this series?
Oh, absolutely. I'm taking the Nuggets to win this series. They're going to the NBA Finals, Tanner.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I know you don't. You've made that obvious throughout the right before the playoffs and so far through the first series. You have always been, oh, Phoenix. You've been on the Phoenix bandwagon since they made Durant move. No, you have praised them since they made the Durant move. You had said this is the team to fear, which, I mean, yes, there's legitimacy to that as they've got the big three working
right
together now. They're a damn good team. They are, but do I think they're a damn good team that's better than the Nuggets? No. I think they're are they competitive with them? Yes. Can the Nuggets beat them in a 7-game series? Hell yes. Can you, either of you that have little keyboards in front of you, can you see what is our record against the Suns this year? How have we fared in the season series?
That's an interesting question.
Phoenix?
There's going to be an asterisk on this because Kevin Durant got dealt at the deadline.
Doesn't matter.
How does it not matter?
Because we probably played them many times when we didn't have everybody healthy or in there either.
Kevin Durant is a top 3 player in the world.
That's great.
So it does matter.
No.
2-2 on the year. Thanks, Angel.
2-2.
2-2.
That sounds pretty even.
How much do you feel like working today? Brady Hull, by the way, who's off today, just texted me and said, be nice to Angel. I am. Angel and I are on good terms, but don't play that damn slow music. Wise guys have it, the Suns favored to win the series, minus 136. So you get about $136 bucks to win 100 on that. The Nuggets plus 116.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Brady arguing with me that he's not top three in the world. He is 100% top three in the world. Kevin Durant is top three player in the
world. I'm going to cry massive pile of bull crap on that.
No, he is. What's your prediction then? What's your prediction for this series?
For this one, Nuggets and six.
Nuggets and six.
Yeah.
That's right, where Brady went as well. All right, can we ask you this question? Or
yes.
You gotta hold this for something. Okay, what's your prediction?
Nuggets and six.
You guys are all on, so we all agree on something that this thing ends in six. I just think it's the Suns in six. I don't think I think the Nuggets win game one. I think Nuggets win game one.
They're favored in game one.
Which they should be. That crowd is going to be electric. I cannot get the images, and I know it's a completely different team. I know it's a completely different time. I cannot get the images of the Suns and four guy out of my head and Nikola Jokic getting ejected at the last end of that playoff series. I cannot get that thought out of my head, and it scares me to death. And I will be as happy as anyone if I am wrong on this. Maybe not as happy as Brady Hull or Brian Gere or Angel Padilla, but other than those three, I will be as happy as anybody else that if I'm wrong on this. I just feel like this team is the same old Nuggets team that we've seen year in and year out, where they have a great regular season. We have a great, great run. We got an MVP candidate. And then in the playoffs, second round comes and there's the door, Denver. We'll see you next year. It just has that same feeling to it. And
do you have any hope, Tanner?
I do, for the Colorado Avalanche, which is absurd.
Yeah,
I get it.
Yeah, that's
I get
a
it.
Really
that
weird
one,
statement.
100%. 100% it is.
You have a Rockies bus. You're still cool with, you still got the Avalanche confidence going. Well, I don't know what it is, but I just see this team. They're going to win. Okay, they're down 3-2. Yet the Nuggets, who just won 4-1 over the Timberwolves and won the Western Conference, are being questioned.
They survived in advance past Minnesota, first of all.
Survived in advance. It was 4-1.
That series should have been over in four, and they almost lost game five because your MVP player, your three-time MVP.
Did not
MVP,
almost lose game five.
You almost lose game five because the greatest player in the world, and he is, Nikola Jokic is the greatest player
in the
world.
So is he better than Kevin Durant?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Why has nobody asked me my top three players yet? I figured out.
Because, God, I don't want to know
players.
Who's that, too.
It's, okay. It's coming, all right? Alex Caruso. You got the greatest player in the world, and he goes 8-29 in a closeout game.
Did he have a triple-double?
You cannot have.
Did he have 10-plus rebounds, 10-plus assists?
You cannot have the best player in the world go 8-29 in a closeout game. If that's any team other than the 8 seed, the Nuggets are done.
What was the objective of Game 5? To close out the game.
Right.
That includes getting a win.
It should not have been that point, but let's look past.
No, it shouldn't have. If everyone was making all their shots, they would be winning 300-12.
He's a 7-footer that shot 8-29. Get to the rim and get to the basket.
They weren't letting him, so he went out to the 3-point line. I have to keep saying this.
And missed. He missed.
He made like 4 threes.
Great. That was half of his 8 shots that he made.
What the greatest would you ever be happy?
The greatest player in the world cannot have an 8-29 shooting night.
So what does he need to have
against
then?
against the rest of this playoff field?
He has to be perfect.
No, he doesn't have to be perfect.
If he misses two shots,
what makes Nikola Jokic so good? Right, it's his passing ability, it's his knowledge of the game, it's his rebounding, and it's the fact that offensively he shoots over 50% the majority of the time. This is not an attack overall on how good Nikola Jokic is. I want to be clear about that. But it is okay to criticize Nikola Jokic in these circumstances.
I'm not saying it's not okay to criticize him. It's sports. You're supposed to criticize. But if Jokic shot, let's say in game one, he shoots the ball 20 times. He makes 18 out of 20 shots. He takes two shots in the fourth quarter that don't go in. then what?
Because if he goes 18 for 20 in that Minnesota game, that thing's a blowout. It's done. He's probably not playing in the fourth quarter. Let's get to some text here.
You didn't answer my question.
Stickman, what is wrong with Tanner today? Suns in six and KD
Wait,
top.
One Brooks and Dunn song.
Yeah, it really did. That Neon Moon just killed it.
Suns. Stickman, what is wrong with Tanner today? Suns in six and KD top three in the world. What? Mm-hmm. Brady says, dude, that's only happened once. You have to get off that hill that I am dying on.
Just run off that hill, Tanner.
Please.
I'll be running up that hill. I ran up that hill to get
running
here.
Up that hill. Looking for that girl.
Got a texter that said, you are the new Suns in four guy. I'm not saying the Suns in four, and I am cheering wholeheartedly.
Is it weird that you've been thinking about this guy for 2 years now?
Yeah, he scarred me, man. He scarred me. With what he did there. And it scarred the Denver Nuggets, too.
I was at that game when he did that. And
you okay?
I'm fine.
Yeah, I thought so, too. Seems like everybody else is healed from it.
Denver,
yeah, from 2 years ago.
In fact, he went to a different team, didn't he?
The Denver Nuggets.
Apparently the team he was with was even...
He was a fan, too.
He's a Lakers fan.
Yeah, he's a Lakers fan and a Yankees fan and a Cowboys fan. 9:30 the time. Suns in six, man. I don't want it to happen. I desperately want to be so wrong with this. And I think this is what's so weird. I've got my walls up with this team. I am not letting love in with this team. And I don't know why, but there's just
something.
You don't want to look back at
wall.
This. When they win the championship, you don't want to look back and say, man, I really doubted them the whole way.
I absolutely will take that and say I was dead wrong.
I hope that with me for the Avs.
Yes.
You know, the same thing.
100%. I am cheering for this team, but there's something in my heart of hearts that tells me that I'm not, and that's what scares me.
You haven't been on the bandwagon all year. You have been questioning them continuously, and I don't get it.
There's parts of me that don't understand it either.
What do you want?
There's parts of
best in the
West. I want a championship. I want a championship.
Well, they have to play the playoffs to get that.
I know. And
are they supposed to just be handed it right away?
That would be fantastic. That might be the only way they win it this year. Let's get a break here. 9:31.
You like to be a jerk, don't you?
It's Good Morning NoCo. North Dakota's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
I'm born to love again. I'm a brand new man.
Holyoke texting.
Yes, Holyoke.
The only thing that concerns me about this series would be the emergence of Tony Brothers. Tony Brothers is an NBA official. If we can get Scott Foster to referee every single one of these games, did you see that? Chris Paul was 0 for 13. In games and playoff games, oh, I could have got that one wrong. And just go grabbing for that. I think it was 0 for 13 in his playoff games when Scott Foster was the referee, the head referee for NBA games in the playoffs. So if we can get Scott Foster, I'll change my tune because apparently he doesn't like Chris Paul very much. But the Suns offer a lot of unique challenges. We were talking about this matchup wise. Let's play this game real quick here. Okay, Jamal Murray. Who's Jamal Murray going to guard?
I don't know.
Chris Paul, right? Don't we think Jamal Murray's going to be on Chris Paul? Angel's thinking. He's thinking.
I'm thinking KCP on Chris Paul.
KCP on Chris Paul.
Mm-hmm.
Who's on Devin Booker? Jamal?
Jamal.
Jamal on Devin Booker. Aaron Gordon on Kevin Durant?
Yes.
And then, so Torrey Craig MPJ. On MPJ and Ayton and Jokic. Okay, let's just break this down. Jokic-Ayton matchup.
Joker.
Nikola Jokic, 100%. Torrey Craig, MPJ matchup.
MPJ.
Kevin Durant, Aaron Gordon.
Durant.
Okay. I was
go Gordon.
I was
gonna, no, but Gordon's going to be fierce. He's going to his body, physicality.
I'm kidding, Tanner.
Okay.
But yes, I give that to Durant.
Okay. Devin Booker, Jamal Murray.
Jamal?
No, come on.
Push.
Guys. Come on, guys.
Push.
I agree
You're
with Push.
You're out of your mind. That's Devin push. Booker by a mile
Devin
there.
Booker, yeah, all-time great, but Jamal in the playoffs, yeah.
Push.
Yeah, it's Push.
Chris Paul, KCP.
Chris Paul.
Okay, so how's that break down?
3-2.
Yeah.
Actually, 2-2 with a push.
No one's going to win this series. They're going to go into 87 overtimes.
Yes, it's going to go 13. All right.
New rules, just submitted them for this series. Wonderful rules.
It should be an excellent series.
I think.
I mean, it really should. I think NBA fans, if you don't have a cheering interest, would look into this and go, this should be a good one.
I think the team that comes out of the West is in this series right here. I think the team who makes the NBA Finals out of the Western Conference is one of these two. Golden State, LA, I get it. They've been doing their own battles. I think whoever wins this series heads into the Western Conference Finals. I've got Nuggets winning game one, Suns win game two, game three, game four, and then Denver wins game five back in Denver, and then the Suns close it out in six. It pains me. It does pain me to say, but that's how I see this thing going.
Well, and one thing we've learned through the last year with you is you are right so often. The amount of times you've told me, you know, take the Rockies tonight.
Oh, no. Hand up on that. Don't take my advice on the Rockies.
Okay.
I have said that a lot. I said, I got a feeling, but I've always got a feeling about the Rockies. That is... We talk about biases. That's my bias. I love the Colorado Rockies. They're horrible.
So you don't love the Nuggets?
Not as much as the Rockies.
Okay.
I don't love them? I don't have the blind spot for the Nuggets that I do for the Rockies. I've got a big blind spot for them, and I can admit that. The first step of admitting you've got a problem. Wait, the first step in solving a problem is admitting you've got one. That's how that saying goes. We'll have Bruce Dick in and see if he can calm things down. I doubt it. It's Good Morning, NoCo. Let's get to the bottom of the hour news and Weather Center.
No.
After six games, it will be. Bruce Dick, the host of Coach Speak, a legendary basketball coach. Let's get your thoughts. Am I out of my mind on this? Am I out of my mind with the Suns and six?
Well, I hope you are out of your mind. Are you out of your mind? I think Kevin Durant is such a key. I think he is healthy and playing at the top of his game. He is a stud.
I think he's a top three player in the world when he's at
when
that
he's
point.
Healthy and at his best. I cannot disagree with you.
And okay, this is the one that really, really pisses Brady Hole off and Brian Gary and Angel Padilla when I say this. It really just pisses them off, Bruce. In the closeout game, the guy who I think, and I think everybody kind of agrees, the greatest player in basketball right now is Nikola Jokic.
I agree.
Goes 8 for 29.
Yeah.
You can't have Nikola Jokic go 8 for 29 as Brian throws his headset off. Angel's walking out, too. They're tired of it.
You can't have him go 8 for 29 three games in a row. You can get by with an 8 for 29 once because he brings so much more to the table with rebounds, assists. And if other guys are putting it in the hole, yes, you can get by with that. Can you get by with that consistently? No. But is he going to do that consistently? No.
In a closeout game, it just worries me that in the biggest moment, your best player was 8 for 29.
You know what? Were the rebounds and assists, though?
It was a closeout game, Tanner, but it wasn't a
must-win
game. And I think that still is a huge difference, you know, with professional athletes, backs against the wall, things like that. I think the Nuggets, when they went to Minnesota for game four, I thought the last 2 minutes they fully thought they were going to come back and win the game, and they had every opportunity to do that, but they had played, you know, 40 minutes lackadaisical basketball.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. That might be the voice of reason right there with Bruce. I like how you put that out there.
It's like he's a coach or something. All right. Knows the game.
Right. So what's your
excuse for players not playing 100% all the time.
Right.
But it happens.
It does. So what's your prediction for the series?
I am so torn because I'm not the Brady Hull Nuggets fan. Mm-hmm. But I've just longed for Nuggets championships for so long. Phoenix really scares me because they did all the right things, I think, from their perspective to put themselves in position to win a championship. I really don't have a prediction. My heart says Nuggets in probably seven.
Yeah, what's your head say?
My head says beware.
Yeah.
That's what my head said.
My question, you guys would be able to address this more because I don't know. depth on Phoenix. We know what the Nuggets is and how their bench plays, but after those top five for Phoenix, how deep are they?
They're not as deep. I don't think they're as deep as Denver.
Okay, and that's a big question.
As much as Denver's bench has,
it's been a yo-yo.
Yeah, you know, it's been a yo-yo since day one and since before the trade deadline and after the trade deadline. But you're seeing players play longer minutes now in the playoffs. But
I was just going to say, I don't know. Do you think depth plays that big of a role when you're only going, three deep?
It still does because there'll be one game in this series where officiating matters, and depth matters. So we don't know what game that will be, but there's always going to be that one game where all of a sudden the whistle's blowing a lot more than normal, and that's where I think Denver has a little edge there.
Do you believe that NBA officials have biases against certain players?
Yes.
Is that true for all levels of sports?
I don't think it's biases. And when I jumped to the conclusion saying yes, I think that players, they get to officials in different ways.
Mm-hmm.
So I think officials are human. I don't think they can totally forget what happened in a game previously, and I've seen it at all levels where maybe a player's somewhat targeted after some bad body language or frustration or getting on an official, and then all of a sudden touch fouls become fouls instead of play through it. So I think it does happen.
Well, and we just talked about two of them. Tony Brothers seems to absolutely hate Nikola Jokic. I don't know what it is about Tony Brothers, but he cannot stand Nikola Jokic. Scott Foster, one of those NBA referees as well, cannot stand Chris Paul. So they just need to maybe pair them together, and there you go. And you get ticky-tack fouls called on both. It is always interesting, because Coach joined me for the game broadcast that we had yesterday on high school baseball with Northridge and Severance. We were talking a lot about the umpires out there.
Oh, yeah, and those two guys, such veteran, good umpires, Larry Lawhead and Perry Lewis. They've been around for so long.
No, both of them good dudes.
And they're out there as a service.
Mm-hmm.
They're not out there for an income or for themselves. They're out there for a service.
Yep.
It is, and it was cool talking with them because I remember Perry was refereed, officiated at one of the maybe JV football games or something, and we were joking around for a while, and then he kind of turned his attitude towards me, and I'm like, what the hell, man? Like, we were good just a couple. And I pretty much told him that. And boy, I mean, there was a holding.
Little target.
Little bit of targeting going on. So, Perry can disagree with me on that. But what a baseball game we saw most of yesterday, Bruce, with Northridge and Severance. Of course, we got rained out in the heading to the top of the sixth inning. Severance jumped out to a 4-0 lead in the top of the first inning. They got to a guy, Gannon McGean, the pitcher for Northridge, had a .58. A .58 ERA going into this game. Severance puts four on the board in the first inning, Bruce. I thought that thing was headed for a blowout.
Well, I think Nolan Hersky's home run really got in the head a little temporarily of Gavin McGean.
Yeah.
Hadn't given up a long ball, and now the first inning, big game, your team has a chance to get to first place in the standings if you can knock off the league leader, twice, and all of a sudden you're down 4-0. And then his team came back and got two unearned runs, to cut the gap, and then they just kind of chipped away. And then McGean start pitching better.
The mental fortitude that it takes in baseball, I think, is something that's not talked about enough.
And I used to watch this with my son when he would pitch, and I would think, man, I would be broken right there.
Right.
After that, but to gather yourself and finish the way they did.
Yeah, because it was 5-0. It was 5-0 Severance after two.
Yes.
And then you start 5-2. We even talk about 5-2 sounds a whole hell of a lot better than 5-0 does. And then, another one. And those errors started to compound a little bit with Severance. So in high school baseball, after five innings, it can be deemed a complete game. Well, it was 5-4. They pull Hertzke out. San Francisco still up 5-4. They pull Hertzke. They bring in Mason Bright. Two runners on. He throws a wild pitch, advances the runners to second and third, walks the next guy, and then a little, almost a broken bat single down the third base line.
Swinging bat, seeing eye, bunt, single.
It's all of those things. It was almost a Texas leaguer. No, it's not. I finally got the definition of what a Texas leaguer is.
I think we taught Tanner yesterday, Brian, what a Texas leaguer actually was.
It's good you're educating this.
We still don't know what the origin was, but
probably somewhere in Texas.
I'm so glad you're around here, Angel. I'm so glad that I've got someone in my age range here.
I just have a feeling that game, that term was brought out wasn't
Texas.
In Oklahoma.
Yeah,
I just have that feeling.
It was in Iowa. They were playing.
You guys both suck. But what I'm getting at here is that run comes in to score. It's 5-5 at that point. They get the third out, and then they call, they stop the game. So if Severance would have been able to hold on and keep it at 5-4, Severance wins that game, and it's over, right, Bruce?
Yes.
But so they give up.
Also, Tanner,
yeah.
If from looking from the other side, the Northridge side, if they could have just got another run across before it was called, they win the game.
After five. So that was such a pivotal inning. They call it due to lightning and rain delay. And so they said first,
just
10-minute rain delay.
Day.
It got bad in a hurry. But shout out to Jeff Collins. I do got to shout him out, the AD over at Northridge. He got us inside at least. We were sitting inside for that game. But that game's going to finish Saturday morning.
Yeah,
I don't
tomorrow,
know what time.
Probably at 10 o'clock.
I think so.
Like.
It sounded like there's still some stuff up in the air there. But, that rain started coming down. It was a really fun baseball game. First home run that we've seen, too, by the way, in any of our broadcasts. Hertzke turned on that ball to right center field. But baseball in this state has been incredible. Will Eaton lose a game this year?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
I don't think so. The biggest chance Eaton has to get upset would be in regional play where it's single elimination.
Yeah.
But I don't see that happening. I just think they're a dominant high school baseball team, let alone a 3A. Mm-hmm. They're totally dominant. And I just can't vision it, but it's high school sports. Anything can happen, on a given day. But they are just deep, and on the mound, they are terrific.
Yeah, I would make the argument, I know we would have this argument, that I think they may be the best team in high school baseball in the state of Colorado. I think you could put them up even against some of the 6A teams.
You can, Tanner. I do not disagree with that. The thing that Eaton doesn't have to do is play quality teams every week.
Mm-hmm.
And it's too bad for them because this would be such a great year for them if they could just sneak outside, the Patriot League and play in like a front range league where you're playing top teams every week.
I mean,
you have the top 6A team, then you have Broomfield. In the front range league, you have, I believe it's 8 teams right now within 2 games of first place.
That's insane.
Which is just crazy insane.
Yeah.
And then you have like a 4-4 Fort Collins team that's still sitting outside the bubble of the playoffs.
That's insane.
And they are a really good baseball team.
Yeah. Coach, stick with us. Let's wrap it up next on North Dakota's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFK. All right, just 2 minutes left. What did we miss today? Well, there's a video circulating around that could be Sean Payton or it could not be Sean Payton. It kind of looks like Sean Payton now that I've seen it a couple times, of him ripping a bong. Brian and Coach Bruce Dick joining us still in the studio. Thoughts? Is it just a guy just enjoying it? It had to have been last year during his year off, right?
May have been, and we don't even know for sure.
That's not Sean Payton. Yeah,
you don't think so?
No.
Looked a little too chunky for me on that. Angel, what did we get wrong today? Did we get anything wrong?
I don't really think so. Nothing grammatical errors, no factual errors, just some really strange sports takes, but you're entitled to your opinion on that.
Yes.
All right.
Hey, I want to give one last time please show up on Sunday morning as we, High Plains Honor Flight, we are sending off 120 fabulous heroes, and we are sending them off to Washington, D.C. We have a World War II vet, we have two Korean War vets, and we have 116 Vietnam vets that we will be taking to Washington, D.C. Everyone's gathering at the ranch in Loveland at 7 o'clock on Sunday morning. I will emcee the ceremonies as we get everyone loaded up and then take off on that procession to head to the airport. Again, check out the map at highplainshonorflight.org, and please line those streets with your flags, with your signs, and let's send these heroes off with the thank you they deserve.
North awesome. On Fairgrounds Avenue to 392, east on 392 to Colorado 13 or Colorado Boulevard, and then you head back. They head back south on Colorado Boulevard to Crossroads Boulevard, which they will take over to the Loveland Airport.
Let's show that patriotism.
Absolutely. Get out there. Coach, what do you got coming up next? You got a great guest. In the first
I have great guests, including Tanner Schmidt, Brian.
Tanner Schmidt, yeah, he's good.
Tanner Schwint. Did I say, yeah, I
did. Yeah, you did.
Oh,
yeah.
My gosh.
I thought you were purposely doing it.
No, that's good. That's good. I love Big Schmidt.
He
He
may not have Tanner Schmidt on the program after that anymore. Coach, me coming up, Jackson Romero,
Jackson
the second
Romero
baseman.
And Pete Freeman.
All right, great show
the
coming
Schwinter.
Up.
We did, not the Splinter.
Schwinter is coming. We love you, Northern Colorado. We'll see you on Monday.
I can't believe it.